This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to be with you. It's, what is today? Tuesday, right? All day long. Last Tuesday of August, the 26th. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen are here to review what's going on, to enhance your reality, to dig into your mind, to dig into your life. In other words, to mind your business. Instead of ours, we want to mind your business. Find out what is the business of life every day. Fascinating things going on. The discussion of whether or not ISIS is going to attack America. Rose, did you hear what he said? ISIS, they're going to attack America. Let's close the cottage and go back to the city. I'm not sure. That might be the best reaction to all of this hubbub. But there is some hubbub. And it's worth some consideration. Some of it's kind of interesting. Some of it's kind of enjoyable. Some of it's kind of scary. Some of it's kind of real. Some of it's kind of surreal. So how do you separate the wheat from the chaff, as we say down on the farm? What's the real story behind the story as to all the stuff? Some of you may not have even heard the rumor that's been floating around the last 24 hours or so. I think I caught Kenny a little off guard earlier when I was talking about the essence of a CIA, former director of the CIA, saying, 6 weeks, and it's all over. We're going to get attacked by ISIS in the next 6 weeks. They want to establish themselves as being tough like Al-Qaeda. They want the headlines. They want people to be afraid of them. For those of you who are trying to put all the pieces of this together, about 1,200 foreign fighters who have traveled to Syria from at least 50 countries, according to the State Department anyway. Several dozen hold U.S. passports. And there are people who are trying to scare you into thinking, and, well, listen, I don't know, I haven't got a crystal ball. I don't know if these guys are going to come over here or not. Listen to Rick Perry. They're coming streaming across the border with the illegals, all the Mexicans, and every once in a while, there's an ISIS member that sort of tags along. That's according to Rick Perry. So we got porous borders. You know what? This is all nonsense. When it gets down to the borders, they're going to get in. People want to get in here are going to get in. They can float in a tube like they did from Cuba. They can come in on a boat, land in the Keys. Nobody's going to know that they're there. This is an open, it's open season on getting into America. You can land along the coastline any place. You can land, you could, somebody could have 120-foot, and my next-door neighbor's got a big boat. He could float his boat out to easily, he can go 120 miles, or what is it, 200 miles. Okay, so he can take his boat, go out to 200 miles, meet some other boat that's either got drugs or some illegals or whatever it is, and he can bring them back, dress them up in suits and ties, and when they get to the port, wherever it is, Jupiter, they can come in into North Carolina, they can come into Delaware. They get off the boat and they go to a restaurant and have dinner. These people disappear. If you haven't seen the movie, the last movie that Philip Seymour Hoffman starred in called A Wanted Man, see it. You'll understand why I made the reference to getting into the country. This is the story of a man who gets into Germany in a way that is obviously possible here, but anywhere. You want to get in someplace, you can get in someplace. So anyway, back to whether or not ISIS extremists are going to come here and blow the country up in the next 6 weeks. If you listen to Mike Rogers, who's one of the biggest grandstanders, he and Chuck Schumer, senator from New York, the two biggest grandstanding phonies, although, well, they're, I guess I better qualify that. They're one of the two of them together are two of the most attracted to news media folks that there are in Washington, a little awkward, but in other words, they've never seen a camera or a microphone they didn't like. So, Rogers says on Meet the Press, the ISIS boys are only a plane ticket away from U.S. shores. Yeah, wow. He says it's a real threat. The violence in Syria has been spread to Europe. And, yeah, there is a lot of concern in Brussels and London and Paris. There was a story about a fellow named Mohammed Abuzla, who was born in West Palm Beach, interestingly enough. In May, he drove a truck filled with explosives into a government position in northern Syria, became the first American suicide bomber in Syria. Came from Palm Beach. Now, I don't know about you, but what I know about Palm Beach is that if anybody is there who's becoming a terrorist, the people, if his actual address was Palm Beach and not West Palm Beach, I'm guessing he's from some fairly well-heeled family that had the money for him to just come and go off and live the... Oh, yeah, he was from West Palm Beach. Thank you. I just pointed out west there. All right, anyway. Here's another story. 19-year-old Shannon Conley, arrested in Denver. She was on her way to Turkey. She was detained after she told Colorado police she planned to go overseas to wage jihad. Probably not the brightest thing she could have said, right? I'm going through all of these because there are all of these people that are Americans that get involved in these things. In June, Michael Wolf from Texas was arrested at the Houston airport. He was also on his way to Turkey. He told agents he planned to use a federal tax refund to move his wife and two children to Turkey and then join the fighting with ISIS in Syria. Not the brightest move he could have made either. Let's see here. Last month, a 20-year-old was stopped by FBI agents at Orange County Airport trying to get on a flight that would have ended up in Syria. His name was Adam Dandach, also known as Fadi Dandach. Told agents he would kill U.S. soldiers if ISIS asked him to do that. So, okay, what do we have? We have a very interesting conversation, actually, last night on Alex Jones' radio program. How many people listen to Alex Jones? Did you find any references on the Alex Jones thing when I sent you there, Kenny? I don't know. I think it was the last hour. We were talking about that a little bit. Excuse me. I made reference to an email that's been sent around by a group of Marines. At least that's the story. If you read Alex Jones' blog, picture of some Marines with a with a sign in the picture. I don't. I might repost this, but I don't want to sort of add to the hysteria. But there is a sense of humor that's attached to this that maybe you might get, and maybe you might not get it because you may not think this is funny, and it isn't really funny. But as James Foley stays in our mind, that picture of him, whether you saw him beheaded or not, but you saw the picture of the black-dressed dude who apparently is an Englishman who went over there young, what is he, 23, 24 years old, a rapper, Kenny? I forget what his name is.
Something like that.
Anyway, they figure this is the guy who did it. So I'm going to read the Facebook post penned by Iraq War veteran Nick Powers. This post has gone viral. That was what I sent you to, Kenny. A message from the U.S. to ISIS hashtag. And the photo where the Marines are standing on a sign that reads, 72 Virgin Dating Service, apply here. Here's what Powers writes. To all you ignorant Islamic extremist blankers, as I sit here watching you execute women and children in the Middle East, I chuckle. Why do I chuckle? Let me explain something to you idiots who think that you are so tough. You're scaring a population that doesn't know how to fight. You're bullying the weak. What did Saddam's troops do when we came to town? They surrendered twice. All your threats of coming to America, raising your flag over the White House, amuse me more than you could understand. There were 21 million veterans in the United States last year. Do you understand what that means? That means there are millions of pissed off veterans who've been dealing with years of abuse from their government stabbing them in the back and having to watch friends die because you Islamic idiots can't seem to act like human beings and stop terrorism and violence. It's one thing to take over an Islamic state. Pretty sure we plowed through Fallujah in 4 days. You really think we can, you stand a chance on U.S. soil? You really think it would be smart to poke the bear? Remember, we're armed in the U.S., and I can promise you that the Geneva Convention won't apply to you. You attack us here, there's no mercy. The ball's in your court, Islam. We are more than ready to send you to your prophet. To all who read this and assume this is against Muslims, I'm sorry, you are too blind to think this is not against Muslims in general. If you feel otherwise, I suggest you look at yourself in the mirror, ask yourself a question. Am I an extremist? You say Islam is the religion of peace. Since when does terrorizing the innocent, beheading women and children, mean peace? This is directed at all extremists. If it offends you, makes you angry, or you think I'm a racist, you're probably an extremist. And so Powers has been around in the news media. Anyway, whether or not you buy into this stuff, there's a lot of it on the YouTube connection. I don't know what to think, but my job isn't to tell you what to think. I'll tell you what I think, and you can figure out what you think on your own. Whether the ISIS thing is, whether they're going to attack an American on American soil, who knows. I don't think that they will, but there still is a chance that crazy stuff can happen because these people are crazy. So what do we do? I think in sort of fast-forwarding this and wondering whether by talking about it you make it worse, I think it just depends on the source, much as anything else, and the way these things are presented. I'm trying to bring you, I sort of read that stuff in a matter-of-fact, tongue-in-cheekish way, even though I think that there's something to the fact that we are probably better prepared here because of the fact that Americans are armed, if they want to be, to protect ourselves from these sorts of things. The only postscript to this, Kenny, is something that we talked about last week when I was off on a rant about the government agents getting submachine guns and finding out that a lot of the ammunition, if you were to go buy one of these weapons, you can't get bullets for it because the government's buying them all up. So there's a sort of a question mark here. I'm raising a lot of questions. Any answers or comments? 888-302-DOUG. It's 19 after. This is Good Day.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer Company.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $229, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry. She sleeps through anything.
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies. See store at staples.com for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer.
Ouch!
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Contest, daily contest here on the Good Day program. You can tell us who this artist is. Actually, it's a group. 888-302-3684. This group only had one hit, one major hit, big hit for them, as a matter of fact. This was a big song, top of the pop music charts during this week in 1979. So if you know who it is, call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. You'll win a CD with a lot of one-hit wonder hits on it. 888-302-3684. A little background information on this group. The names are Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs. It's actually this group, but well, any more than one would be a group. It's actually a duo. In their early years, they worked on jingles and helped produce records for new wave groups at the time, a lot of them in the 70s. Video Killed a Radio Star was released from their first album called The Age of Plastic. It was the first music video played on the debut of MTV, August 1st, 1981. That'll help, I guess. And that sent people over the top, being able to figure this out, Kenny?
Oh, no, yeah, I think so.
Was, yeah. So I think perhaps I don't have to give you any more hints. So you know what this song... Crank it up, Michael, will you please? 888-302-DOUG. Video Kill the Radio Star. Radio Star. Video Kill the Radio Star. Cooking here. We have a lot of people would like to take a shot at this. Let's see. Where shall we go? Where is Summit, New York? I don't know where Summit, New York. Jerry, where's Summit, New York?
Right by Colbasco, Schoharie County.
Doug. Oh, okay. Schoharie. There's no better place to learn how to pronounce names like Schoharie than Schoharie. Right, Jerry?
Schoharie. Yes, sir.
Schoharie. Schoharie is a very interesting. I had the pleasure of owning that radio station for a number of years.
I know.
And now it's in good hands.
So Ed Sherlock owns it now.
Ed's a very good guy. Yep, he's a very good guy. It's a good radio station. Happy to be on there and connected to you. All right, so what's the name of this duo that did Radio Kill the, Video Kill the Radio Star?
Those were the Buggles. That was the first song played on MTV.
It was, the Buggles. I always said the Bugles before I knew it was the Buggles.
All right.
All right, so what's your background, Jerry? How do you know about music? What do you do for a living?
Me, I work in a warehouse, actually, but I got the radio on every waking moment of my life.
Yeah, you work down at Walmart, the center down the road?
How would you guess that, yes.
Well, because I know
spread.
That.
Not too much work around here, Doug.
No, I know that. Well, Walmart's a big employer, though. How many people work in that? What we're talking about is a Walmart distribution center on Route 20 on the other side of Sharon Springs, New York. So how many people work in there, 300-400?
No, there's about 700.
700?
Yes.
So it must be the biggest. Is it the biggest employer in the county?
I'm sure it is. Maybe the college is second to it, you know?
So were you, Cobleskill, SUNY Cobleskill?
Yes.
How long have you worked there?
16 years now.
Were you a farmer before, connected to the land at all?
No, I'm connected to the land now, but I originally grew up on Long Island.
Oh, you did? What brought you up to Cobleskill?
To raise my daughters.
Get them away from the city.
That's right.
How was it successful? You like raising them there?
Yes, sir.
How are the schools there? The schools are
good. We had that merger in the early 90s, but I got two daughters in college now, and I got one left to get through, so.
Good for you. All right, keep working, Jerry. Thank you. Good you know it was the Buggles. Radio.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
This is a message for all you listeners out there who work a 9-to-5 job and are constantly trying to juggle kids, errands, appointments, and other commitments, all while having to go to work for someone else all day. You can now work for yourself online from home so you can make your own schedule. Just go to homeincomeonline.com today for details on how you can finally fire your boss and make a living on your own terms. Full and part-time opportunities are available right now in this area. All you need is internet access, and you'll be able to tap into a multi-billion dollar industry with incredible earning potential. If you're a recent college graduate, a busy parent trying to do it all, or are just plain sick of slaving away in corporate America, this is the perfect opportunity to start a rewarding new career. And you can.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people will say, Warren, I've been going to my veterinarian for years. I love the guy. He's a great doctor, but my dog's skin is still itchy. Is there anything else I can do? You know, no one in this world is omnipotent, not me, not our veterinarians. If you've been going to your veterinarian and he's treating a specific problem and you're not seeing results, ask to see a specialist. A lot of pet guardians are unaware that in the veterinary field now, there are probably just as many specialists as there are in the human medical field. For example, there are veterinarians that specialize in dental treatment, dermatologists, neurologists, ophthalmologists, orthopedic surgeons, internists. There's even now a veterinary specialty that does nothing but physical rehabilitation for dogs or cats after surgery. So always check with your vet. Again, no one is omnipotent. If you're going to your doctor and you're not getting results, say, Doc, listen, can you recommend a specialist for me? It may cost a little bit more up front, but you may save money in the long run, and your pet will feel a whole lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Winners, losers, a little sound from the Emmys television report coming up. Jennifer's not here, so I get the honors. She would tell you that I try to steal the show from her every day. Can you imagine that, Kenny? What an outrage.
I know.
That she would suggest that I would do something like that.
Well, she says lots of things, though.
She does, right. She doesn't mean any of them. Yeah. It's 34 after 27, 26 actually, before the new hour. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen with the objects of our affection. What's going on today? What can we talk about? What is important? What is before our very ears? The school system. Al Sharpton yesterday speaking at the funeral of Mr. Brown. He's another guy like the two political phonies that I was talking about in the last half hour, Schumer and Rogers. He also has never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't want to stand in front of or be close to. But he said a couple of things in his homily at the funeral yesterday that I thought were worth you listening to. You can react one way or another if you like. 888-302-3684. What do you think of these words from Al Sharpton?
Later that week, we see Michael laying on the ground. America, it's time to deal with policing. We are not the haters. We're the healers. And America is going to have to come to terms with there's something wrong. That we have money to give military equipment to police forces, but we don't have money for training and money for public education and money to train our children.
Well, I don't know that I agree with the last part of that. There's plenty of money for education in our country, but it's been abused and wasted like so much other money from the federal government. So that cry falls on deaf ears. But the earlier part of the statement, the amount of money being used for armament and wherever, whatever it takes the place of, we all know what abuse the Pentagon is capable of, and this is a perfect example of the abuse. As related to Michael Brown, people starting asking a lot of questions about where this is a small town, where they get all this military hardware, and come to find out there's a program at the Pentagon which basically takes your tax dollars. They have a budget, and it's X number of dollars. And if they don't spend all of it, they won't get more money the next year. So what they've concocted over the past 10, 12, 14 years is this scheme to buy stuff that they don't need, that then they can therefore give to police departments, and the police departments don't have to pay for it. It's government surplus, or it's a labeled government surplus. So they go out and they help all their pals in the military-industrial complex feather their nest, buy all of this stuff that they can't use. And I don't know who's even watching over that store. How do they get away with that? Who's managing the Pentagon from the top up? President, administration, how do they let the Pentagon, how does Hagel let these people spend this money? And they spend it, don't need the stuff, put it in a warehouse for a while. Okay, town of Ferguson, Missouri says they need machine guns and they need a SWAT mobile or whatever else they need. Okay, here you go. Help yourself. Happens hundreds of times every year to police departments all over the country. It's a ruse. It's a ripoff. It's, in this circumstance, I think Sharpton's right asking that question. When there are how many million kids going to bed every night homeless or hungry? And you say, well, what's the relationship between two? Money! It's money that's spent and wasted. And it creates situations. Maybe it created the situation, Ferguson. Maybe it didn't. It didn't help, I'll tell you that, from my vantage point. I do think Sharpton says things like, though, so he spoils the guy. Of the three things we heard him say, I agree with one of them. I don't believe that you can, in a lockstep fashion, say that we are not the haters, we're the healers. That's not true. There are, and that's an all-encompassing, pretty foolish statement, actually. It's like putting everybody, all white people are the same, all black people are the same, all Republicans are the same, all Democrats are the same, all Americans are the same, all English are the same, all Muslims are the same. It's foolishness. That's nonsense. There are plenty of people who are black who are bad dudes. And there are more people who are black who are wonderful people and great. It isn't because they're black that they're good or they're bad. It's because they're good or bad. That's true with white people. There are some bad white people, and mostly they're pretty much all good white people. But to say something like, we're not the haters, we're the healers, what a load. And that doesn't fix anything. It doesn't create an atmosphere where there is healing. And that seems to be the real message came from Michael Brown's family, I think, at least some of the members of his family, trying to put a lid on all of this. And it appears that there is a lid on it, Kenny. It appears that things have pretty much calmed down. There were no arrests last night, and things are, you know, pretty quiet. Maybe out of respect for this kid Brown. we were having a conversation off the air about the merits of Michael Brown's intellectual status and what he was going to do, and if more money would have helped him get a better education. I don't think that might necessarily be the case, because I'm not sure that he was a genius headed to Harvard. The other side of it is, what did he deserve, and what kind of a life might he have had were it not to have been ended by this thing, whoever was at fault? I think we always wonder about, I do that anyway, I don't know whether other people do, I always wonder, what if? You ever do that? What if I had been born at a different time, right? Or different circumstances. But I think there's a plan, and I think it's so intricate and involved, we don't even begin to understand how involved life is, how amazing this planet is, and what happens in the world. It's just, it's so far beyond. Our brains are so minuscule and you know, empty. We fill them up with all that. And to a point that Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, was making, is we talk a lot about things off the air as well as on the air. He said, a lot of kids don't want to learn. If you have the opportunity presented to you, Michael went to an average college, got a good education, probably thought of himself as an average student, maybe a little better. He's smarter than he leads people to think he is. And so under the circumstances, I think his message, and it's refreshing to hear it, you are what you make of yourself, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
It's not my responsibility to give Michael Brown an education. Give him the opportunity as a citizen of America. Not my job to make sure that Ken Kessler has a roof over his head. He performs the service. I pay him for it. And same with Michael. It's not our job to take care of our brethren unless they can't do it themselves. I'm a great believer in helping those who can't help themselves. I'm first in line to help those people. But if you got physical and mental capacity, you don't deserve a nickel from me. I don't want to give you a penny. Go earn it on your own. Nobody gave me anything. And that's not to say, oh, this is a big-time guy. No, it's just practical. What do you learn by having... And that's the problem. We have almost 110 million people in this country on the dole in some way, shape, or form. What incentive is there? And I'm finding this out right now. I'm trying to find people. I'm on the cusp of having to stop milking cows on my farm because I can't find anybody to do it. I found an American kid who's 24 years old, who's an ex-Marine, that looks like he's going to be a good worker, and he loves the farm. But I've been looking for months to find somebody who could speak English, who was willing to work. And it is a task and a half. And every single one of you who owns a business know exactly what I'm talking about. Every one of you know how difficult it is to get educated people who want to work. I was off on a little bit here. I wanted to make mention of a controversy. I don't know if it's controversy, but something that came out yesterday, a policy statement published online by the American Academy of Pediatrics that suggests that middle and high schoolers delay the start of class to 8:30. Doing so will align school students and their schedules to the biological sleep rhythms of adolescents, whose sleep-wake cycles begin to shift up to 2 hours later as they get into puberty. Studies show that adolescents who don't get enough sleep often suffer physical and mental health problems, as an increased risk of automobile accidents, decline of academic performance. You know, I'll tell you that I believe that you need to get students, children need to get enough sleep every night. And it's your responsibility as a parent, even if you have teenagers. The natural sleep cycle is difficult because of all of the things that are around children now. So you can take away their iPad, get these iPhones, and go on to kids that are 5, 6, 7 years of age, and they bring them to bed with them. Do you know what you're doing to wreck those kids? What's the matter with you giving children that age one of these things they bring it to bed with them? My God. So their sleep patterns are disrupted. Can't fall asleep. So if you've got a class at 7:20 and you don't fall asleep till 11 o'clock, and it means you got to get up at 6 something or other, it's not good. So what do? You change the cycle? I remember getting up. I mean, I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, so it didn't make any difference to me. But most people don't get up at 4 o'clock, and most people need more sleep than I need. And so when you get, I remember I was ready, man, for school. I was on the bus. I was there. I was charging. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But that doesn't mean that I'm the same as everybody else. So do we need to change things around so that children will do better in school? And I wonder if, you know, some of the old-timer in me says, let them get started early. But the other side of me thinks, maybe there's something to this. Kenny, what did you experience when you were going to school, time-wise?
When I was in high school, I was in marching band, and we had band practice before school because it was usually too hot after. So
fun.
It's funny. I don't remember now when school started, but an hour and a half beforehand, we were out there in the dark, fog rolling in, rolling out, whatever.
Practicing.
I mean,
that's a good story.
Every morning, yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you remember.
And I survived.
Yeah. You did quite well, as a matter of fact. Michael, as a kid, how are you in school? You know, you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to come to work now.
Yeah.
Very pleasant as well. But when you went to school, did you think, you know, you were talking, you were kind of cracking about educational opportunities and taking advantage of them. Did you have a problem getting up and being attentive at school when you started? What time did you start high school?
I think we started at like 7.
7 something, yeah. That's what time most high schools get started. Were you awake and alert by then?
No.
Oh.
But I found the worst part, the reason I think delaying the start time might be good is just because it's so cold out at the bus stop in the wintertime.
Yeah, sometimes. You're what a wimp you are. Come on. Put some boots on and wear a coat. 14 before the hour, a couple of minutes away from an overview of the Emmys from last night here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes! Like,
sounds good.
Yes!
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager. Boston Lager. Boston Lager.
Lydia in post. I get to drive mom's Honda tonight. Yay, I love Hondas. Yay, Lydia. We love Hondas too. But it's time to get your own at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. We've got great deals on KBB.com's most trusted brand, like a Honda Civic with a rearview camera, Pandora, and Bluetooth standard. Perfect for calling mom on weekends.
Hurry into the Honda Summer Clearance Event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. See dealer for financing details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $229, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything!
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it applies to stores, staples.com for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen, Lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, so in terms of Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com. One of the things about Geico that I find most amazing, it's a great tribute to radio advertising because they are one of the biggest advertisers. And they have taken a brand and made it a household, the slogan. Everybody knows that slogan, right? Is there anybody know who doesn't know that slogan? How masterful is that? Whether the rates are really that inexpensive or not, it's just the way they've created, they've commanded, in a sense, by using radio effectively and television too. They've used the medium to come to having people understand how, if it's done well, this medium can be the most positive way to get a message across. And I'm in awe of how well they have done that. Geico, by the way, is one of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway companies. Do you know that? It belongs to Berkshire Hathaway.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Buffett company. Very extraordinarily well run. And by the way, their rates are not the cheapest, but they're pretty effective in convincing you that they are. And they do a good job of managing connections to the policyholders.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Weird Al. Last night, an attempt to be amusing, I think it fell on sort of deaf ears, and it kind of like a thud. I don't think a lot of people thought this was particularly amusing. I didn't. Anyway, I think you have to be watching anyway to see what was on the screen, the background, because that sort of told you where this was going, what the songs were all about. So, anyway, having said that, let's cut away now for some information on the Emmy program from last night. Breaking Bad won for Outstanding Drama. Outstanding Comedy Series, Modern Family. Outstanding Actor in a Drama, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad. Here he speaks about his character.
I was a kid who always looked for the shortcut. Schemer. My own family nicknamed me Sneaky Pete. My own family. So I did happen to stumble upon finding a passion that created a seed and bloomed into something so wonderful for me. I love to act. It is a passion of mine, and I will do it until my last breath.
And then Outstanding Actress in a Drama was Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful time for women on television. And all the women that I'm nominated with here tonight is such a testament to that. But truly, this belongs to Robert and Michelle King, all our writers, who never cease to amaze me with 22 episodes a year. And I have to thank my gorgeous cast, You are spectacular. Christine Baranski, you are a beacon of light to all of us. And Josh Charles, I miss you every day. What were you thinking?
Yeah, she didn't want him to go away. Chris Noth also, who was her husband there. So a lot of great support for a lot of good shows. One of the moments in the evening most people are looking forward to is Billy Crystal paying tribute to Robin Williams.
He made us laugh hard every time you saw him on television, movies, nightclubs, arenas, hospitals, homeless shelters for our troops overseas, and even in a dying girl's living room for her last wish. He made us laugh, big time. I spent many happy hours with Robin on stage. I mean, the brilliance was astounding. The relentless energy was kind of thrilling. I used to think if I could just put a saddle on him and stay on for 8 seconds, I was going to do okay. Robin, Whoopi, and I once were in Shea Stadium in the broadcast booth with the great Tim McCarver. It was Comic Relief Day for the New York Mets, and Robin knew nothing about baseball. I asked him, what's your favorite team? And he said, the San Franciscos. So he was a little lost in the conversation, so I got an idea, and I said, you know, Tim, we have a great Russian baseball player with us. And I looked over, his eyes got all bright, his ears perked up. It was like he was a little dog that was inside all day, and the master came and said, hey, you want to go for a walk? So I said, what's baseball like in Russia? Without missing a beat, he said, well, we only have one team, the Reds. Well, the next pitch, the batter fouled one off. It came screaming back at us. We ducked down. It slammed against the wall. Robin turned around and bounced into his hands, and he stood up and screamed, I love America. I'm going to defect.
All right. So, Michael, you have the audio from Robin catching that baseball.
They got a Lola Falana hole, I tell you. It's unbelievable. Dog leg to the left.
Oh! I turn my head to the side, I cough. Hey!
Oh. We got a lawyer in here.
Here comes another one. Are you all right, Billy?
Yeah, I'll be all right, Lemon. Whoa! There it is.
Hey, you get a good appreciation of how fast that ball comes back.
Yeah, you still don't move to your right well.
I duck now.
It's
duck! That's good. That was good. All right, so anyway, focus on Robin Williams. That was very cool audio. The Primetime Emmys are the question, the poll question today. What was your favorite part of last night's Emmys award? Seth Meyers, Billy Crystal's tribute, Weird Al's song, I just wanted to watch, see what the stars were wearing, something else. I didn't watch the Emmys. So you can pick from any of those at DougStefan.com when you fill out the poll. Hope you do it every day. Last night, or yesterday, the Emmys were in the focus as well. Which was your pick for best comedy? 43% said Big Bang Theory. I think that won, didn't it? As a matter of fact, Jim Parsons won for best actor there. 33% of you said Modern Family. 13% Orange is the New Black. 4% Louis. 3% Silicon Valley. 2% Veep.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.